listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's updated episode, find out what you need to know before hosting a Medicare educational event. We help you stay compliant with the CMS Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines in ASG Episode 6, Rules for Hosting a Compliant Medicare Educational Event, written by Roxanne Anderson. Holding an educational presentation is a fantastic way to grow your client base, but you must make sure to stay compliant. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, also known as CMS, have set forth rules on what you can and cannot do when holding events. We will cover what you need to know as we discuss how to host a compliant educational event on Medicare. Establishing your event. If you're planning on hosting an educational event, first, review your motivation for putting on the presentation. Affairs like these serve to inform Medicare beneficiaries about Medicare Advantage, Part D, or other Medicare programs. During educational events, you cannot market specific plans, so if that is your goal, you must hold and follow CMS Medicare Sales Event Guidelines. As for the when and where, educational events must be held in a public venue. Under no circumstances should you hold them in in-home or one-on-one settings. Promoting Medicare educational events. You can advertise these types of events through most familiar media formats, including newspaper and radio ads, flyers, and direct mailers. However, there are a couple of guidelines you must follow when marketing educational events. All educational events must be explicitly marketed as educational to beneficiaries. Educational event advertisements and invitations must contain the TTY disclaimer, stating, quote, "For accommodations of persons with special needs at meetings, call, then the phone number and TTY number," end quote. It's important to point out that CMS used to have rules on how agents had to promote and present prospective enrollee educational events and enrollee-only educational events. However, these were absent in their 2019 Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines, or MCMGs. We believe that based on the new definitions of marketing and communications, the intent to hold an enrollee-only event may qualify as marketing. Why is that? Well, typically, enrollee-only events are held for a specific carrier's current enrollees, and the intent is to retain the current enrollees in a plan, hence marketing. Since enrollee-only events are conducted on behalf of a specific carrier, we would advise you to follow carrier-specific guidelines to stay compliant. Giving your presentation. Remember, at educational events, your primary focus is to educate attendees. It is not to lead or attempt to lead attendees toward a specific plan or set of plans. What can you do during an educational event? You can hand out objective educational materials on MA, Part D, and other Medicare programs. You're allowed to give away promotional items that include plan name, logo, a toll-free number, or carrier website, but they must comply with CMS nominal gifts ordinances. You may answer questions posed by attendees. You can provide attendees with generic business reply cards, and you can give out your business card and contact information for beneficiaries to use to initiate contact with you. New for 2019, you can also provide and collect scope of appointment forms. At educational events, you can even provide meals, refreshment, or light snacks. What are you not allowed to do? You can't display a sign-in sheet or collect contact information of any kind. You may not discuss any carrier-specific plans, benefits, or distribute marketing plan materials. That means no specific plan information like premiums or co-payments, to name a few. You cannot provide or collect enrollment forms. You are not allowed to answer questions beyond what the attendees ask. During educational events, you're not allowed to give away cash or other monetary rebates. You may not give an educational presentation in a one-on-one setting. You're also not allowed to hold a sales event right after your educational event in the same building or general area. The importance of staying compliant. CMS and carriers take compliance very seriously, and we do too. Keep in mind, carriers may send secret shoppers to your educational events. If you violate CMS Medicare communications and marketing guidelines, you could be subject to administrative hearings and penalties, cease and desist orders, or worse, CMS can suspend or revoke your license. Why so serious? Medicare eligibles and Medicare beneficiaries depend on health insurance agents like you to help them with what can be a confusing and complicated endeavor. They're vulnerable, and regulations exist to ensure nobody leads them astray. Play it safe, and you won't be sorry. We mentioned the CMS Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines in this episode. We linked to that document in our show notes. Highly recommend you take the time to read the entire document yourself. We will also have the link to episode 5 of our podcast, The Do's and Don'ts of Medicare Compliance, so be sure to visit our show notes. That's it for this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, it is likely that other agents will too. We would love if you took the time to share this episode. You can use our hashtag, ASGPodcast, and tag us while you're at it. We are Ritter Insurance Marketing on LinkedIn and Facebook, and at RitterIM on Twitter. Thank you for supporting our podcast. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next episode.